The husband of a pregnant asylum seeker being held on Nauru has made a desperate plea for her to be allowed to give birth in Australia. Her husband says she has complications, including diabetes, and she's afraid of being transferred to a hospital in Papua New Guinea. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, is adamant the woman and several others who are pregnant won't be coming to Australia, arguing medical services are provided on Nauru. He calls it a racket, accusing the women of trying to blackmail the government to get to this country. From Canberra, Dan Conifer reports.
34-year-old Kurdish asylum seeker Golston is about 36 weeks pregnant. Her husband, Rashid Dandan Mozd, spoke to PM from Nauru. He says since being in detention, his wife has developed kidney problems and has diabetes. She wants to be brought to Australia to give birth.
She got kidney, she got back pain, and she can't really walking with the big stomach. And now she's pregnant and she got blood sugar.
Rashid Dandan Mozd claims Nauru's hospital is dirty. He says Golston is afraid of being sent to Papua New Guinea because her cousin was Reza Barati, the man killed during a riot at the Manus Island Detention Centre last year.
When somebody speak about penis, sorry, my last, she's feeling his strength and she got really bad shock because she said, I remember my cousin killing death. I can't go on death.
Advocates say the pair arrived at Christmas Island in July 2013 and spent 10 months there before moving to Nauru in May last year. Rashid Dandan Mozd says both are still seeking asylum after more than 2 years in detention.
How can I trust them about this? How can I trust them about moving my ass to the PNG? I'm not a refugee right now. I'm still an asylum seeker. After 27 months.
It is understood Golston is one of 7 women on Nauru who are pregnant and want to come to Australia. Speaking on Macquarie Radio, the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton was adamant they won't be coming.
The racket that's been going on here is that people at the margins come to Australia from Nauru. The government's then injuncted we can't send them back to Nauru. And there are over 200 people in that category. Now, as I say, we want to provide support to the Nauruans. We want to provide a safe environment, a humane environment for people, but we aren't going to be taken for mugs.
The minister argues there are 350 births each year on Nauru and medical care is available that includes an obstetrician and nursing staff.
The Australian taxpayer should know that they've provided $11 million for a hospital within the regional processing centre, and we've provided $26 million to help refurbish the Nauruan hospital. Now, the circumstance is where people can't get the medical services that they need on Nauru, they can go to the International Hospital in PNG. We, again, pay for that.
The Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, says the pregnant women should be allowed to come to Australia to give birth.
We've seen doctors and nurses here in Australia this week cry out and say the detention of children is child abuse. Well, if the detention of children is child abuse, children being born into those conditions is just simply horrific.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young ending that report from Dan Conifer.